This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by Katie Waite. Hello again, Katie.
Hello.
It feels like, you know, we're 4 episodes into this season, and it kind of feels like we're already at the end, because we're actually kind of almost at the end, considering she's at 6 guys.
Yeah, when this episode started and they said she had 10 guys left and they were already halfway through the journey, I was like, wait, when did this happen?
I was thinking we'd talk about being at the quarter mark and a long way to go, and here we are. We've got 6 dudes left.
In lovely Washington State.
And so when people wonder about, oh, how can they keep doing this show? The ratings are down. And we could keep going back to the fact that the show costs nothing. If this doesn't prove it, beyond the fact that obviously you're not paying the lead much and you're not paying the rest of the people, they're going to Washington. Like this trip around the world that I use in air quotes, Washington is beautiful. Not exactly the most elaborate budget that they could have had.
Not up to our regular bachelorette standards, but it's better than having to stay in one resort the entire season.
Yeah, and maybe that's what they figure. Like, oh, we just have to clear the bar of, hey, you're not in quarantine. But it's just got to be so weird for each of their producers to have to talk them up about, okay, you're talking about why you're so excited to be in Stevenson, Washington. All of a sudden you like, you know, you like hiking, you like fishing. This is where you want to be. Not somewhere tropical, not somewhere in Europe. You want to be in Washington.
This place is on your bucket list.
Well, that was the funniest part. I'm like, as nice as it is, nobody's got it on their bucket list. Let's be completely
can't
honest.
Can't say it's on mine.
But while they're in Washington, you know, we carry over all this Braden stuff, and I didn't think we were going to have this all come to a close this week. I'm happy that it did. But honestly, I expected it all to overshadow literally the entire 2 hours, as opposed to just sort of like the pockets that they snuck it into.
We got so much of it, really, every single episode since the beginning. I don't know if we could really take the entire episode, it being affected by him.
Before we get to him and his theatrics, because that's exactly what they were, let's give Dutton his time in the spotlight, because, you know, this was a one-on-one that, well, first of all, I know you would never do, because the minute you saw, oh, we're going to have you bungee jump, you'd be like, yeah, that's cute. No, that's not happening.
Like, what? It sounded like she didn't know that was happening, but when they were driving, she's like, what do you think we're going to do? And he's like, maybe something with heights. And she's like, oh, okay, yep. And then she was like, wait, what?
The fact that she was so, I mean, you always knew she was going to do it, but I mean, she was shaking and crying when they're, especially when, maybe when you put a number to it, they seem to sort of be okay. And then he's like, oh, it's sort of like jumping off the top of a 20-story building. And then all of a sudden, that's sort of when the shake started. There's no way she didn't know driving there exactly what she was going to be doing.
No, I would 100% be like, no. send me home at this time.
Yeah, no, exactly. But I thought that the two of them sort of had the same reaction to this. And leading up to this point, we're like, oh, Dalton's a nice dude, but we haven't really seen a ton of him. And in his first sort of extended action, you know, I thought he really sort of knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, there's definitely something there between them. He's one of my favorites, definitely a front runner after this episode. Because he stood out in the beginning, but like you said, we never saw much of him at all. So these one-on-ones, when we get to actually figure out who all these guys are, that helps a lot. And he's definitely a front runner for me.
Well, and I think at the beginning, I was starting to question like why she was choosing certain dudes, not just because Brayden's a jerk or the guy I can't remember who wouldn't say more than three words. Mm-hmm. But I do think that
Warwick.
Thank you, Warwick. I actually think picking Warwick now, at the time I was like, what are you doing? But now, especially after seeing Dalton's date, is I think it's exactly what she's using the dates for, is these are guys I don't know enough about. And as opposed to picking someone that I know, I already have a great connection with and I already know a lot about, I don't know anything about Warwick. I know he's cute, but let's see. And then he doesn't say three words. And you're like, okay, this helps.
Now I know.
This helps me move the process along quicker, as opposed to like, I know I'm taking Joey to the next round. It's cool. Like, what do I need to bring him on a date for right at this moment? And so, hey, I know that we've had some moments with Dutton. Now I can sort of find out if there's more than, oh, I think he's cute. Because that was the funny part about the Warwick date when she introed it. She said, yeah, he's kind of cute. And then that was it.
Yeah.
Now we know
literally,
there's nothing
there.
That was literally it. He might have had the worst date in the history of the franchise.
That was rough. And I was just cringing watching it.
But it did. It was very helpful, I think, because, okay, you're just out. Don't have to worry about a cocktail party with him or seeing him in bits and pieces in a group date, and maybe he goes on 2 or 3 weeks longer than he should have. He's just gone. So I thought that was actually a very productive date.
Yeah. And it's a gamble with the one-on-ones, because if you get one like that, you're like, this is, I mean, good. Yeah, now I know, but it's tough to get through in the moment, I would have to imagine.
Because so many of the dates that are awful, the one-on-ones, and she hasn't had any of those. And I say that because Warwick wasn't awful in that he was a terrible person. He just wouldn't say three words. But a lot of times in the past when we see these awful dates, it's, oh God, I could what a terrible human being. They need to go now, you know? And like, oh, you're going to mansplain something to me? No, this is goodbye.
Yeah.
And so I actually think that she's been productive with these dates, because that served its purpose. Now this served its purpose, because you have a guy that, like you said, now has to be considered a front runner. Mm-hmm. And not just, I think, in our eyes, but you could even just hear the way she was talking about him sounded like he went into sort of like a whole nother level.
Oh yeah.
Shocking to no one. He gets the rose and everyone's happy. The vibe's great. Everyone, I can't wait for a good day. Cue the group date, and I don't know which part of this you want to tackle first, but the fact that these kids were more entertaining than any of the shenanigans Brayden tried to rip off, I think tells you all you need to know about Brayden.
Yeah, these scouts were intense.
They didn't exactly say what they were. They just said scouts. They didn't use the term Girl Scouts. Are there other scouts? Or maybe could they not use the term?
Unless like Girl Scouts was like, we're not being associated with this. Just call us scouts.
And you had these girls who, I mean, I can only imagine the sort of tryouts they made these kids go through, because they were on it on every question. You know, you had the two fun ones, and then I think Aria was the sort of the judgmental one that would give the death stare.
Yeah, she played that role well.
honestly, challenge number one, they have them forage for things they can eat, but then didn't actually have to eat them, which tells me there wasn't really much that you could actually
except
eat.
Except for Brayden, apparently he ate.
Well, again, are we really going to trust anything that this dude, there's a good chance he just pulled something out of his pocket. And was like,
yeah. Yeah. He brought those radishes with him.
Yeah. And I just bite into it like an apple. It's cool. I'm manly. And
I'm not going to wear a coat.
Right. Oh my God. And you know what? The fact that Aaron was selected as the winner was awesome because this dude thought he was going to roll in here. I mean, he's known for a while, maybe since the beginning. He wasn't long for this show, so fine. But he 100% he was waltzing in and winning this because otherwise he wouldn't have put the work in on his like charcuterie,
right?
You know, wood food.
Yeah.
He would have just been like, oh, I'm too cool for this, like he sort of claims with everything else. So he wanted to win this. So the fact that not only he didn't win, but that Aaron did was like a little
made it
extra.
So much better.
Oh my God, so much better. Because overall, we've seen things like this before, and these dates generally don't have much meat on the bone. But the idea that this dude who he had clearly certain objectives his entire time on this show that he wanted to check off, and clearly on this date was, oh, I'm winning this and it's not going to be close. Mm-hmm. What we need to get into with Brayden is beyond her early bad decisions, because I was so disappointed in the fact that she kept saying out loud why he was terrible. Mm-hmm. And why, oh my God, this reminds me of my past relationships that were awful. My past relationships, well, it's okay. You can stay.
Yeah.
Is how just bad his attempts were to become a real villain in this show.
Yeah.
And
terrible.
I don't even know. Every year we get a villain. And maybe every other year we get a villain that sort of sticks. But was there anything, and I don't want to say redeeming about him because there isn't, but like even his attempt to become a character on this franchise? Mm-mm. Because we know like Shanae was awful, but we knew we were going to see Shanae again.
Yeah.
Brayden was awful, but he didn't even do awful well.
Yeah. I couldn't really... You couldn't really figure him out. Like, he acted cocky, but then at times wasn't, but then tried to do the like mean villain type, but he couldn't be mean. And then it was kind of all over the place. I think he was trying too hard. And if he was just himself, he probably would have become a better villain.
I mean, ultimately, he'll be remembered more by his earrings than anything else, just because.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you'll say, oh, right, that guy that sort of tried to be a villain, because it was so fake. I was insulted watching it that he would come in with such weak. If you're going to play the role of a villain, at least just step your game up. Like this.
I wonder if he actually wears, like, that's his actual style, or if he just came up with that for the show.
I could definitely see him sitting at home before he came on the show and like do some market testing with his friends. Be like, okay, what's going to make me stand out the most? Just the feather, or the feather at the bottom of the hoop, or the feather at the bottom of the hoop that has a chain to another hoop?
Yeah. And change it every day, or just stick to be known as the feather guy.
And so when he went home the first time, what did you think of sort of how that all came together?
First of all, when he went home the first time, you obviously knew he was coming back at some point. The way things were said, he made it like all about him, that he couldn't thrive in this environment and couldn't get there in an environment like the show, which obviously makes no sense because this is what you, we say this every single year, like this is what you signed up for. But then in his, like, in the moments, he was like, I think I opened my mouth too much, and but I feel like the door isn't fully shut, which obviously knew. I didn't know if it was going to be this episode or even the next one that he, I'm surprised it wasn't the next one to get a fifth episode of him. But you definitely knew at that moment that he was coming back to some
extent. That's a great, great call, because the ultimate producer move would have been to be like, listen, dude, we got to wait for another day. And maybe that means they're actually going to be somewhere where they didn't even want to bother flying him, mm-hmm. because missing out on a week of him screwing with these guys maybe would have actually helped up his game. Because my first issue was the fact that she didn't even get a chance to send him home, mm-hmm. because as they were working through this, you know, at that point, it's clear, obviously, he's not going to be on the show anymore, but she never got the opportunity to actually say, oh, I think you should leave. Mm-hmm. It was him saying, oh, I can't get there in this situation. And I was like, she didn't even get to, like, give him the official, get the fuck out of here.
I know. And then she was just like, all right, well, I'm going to walk you out.
And we all knew it was getting there, but it just would have been so much more
to have fulfilling. Her moment.
Yes. Because mm-hmm. I do think she finally collectively put it all together that, oh yeah, each time when I said, this is a red flag, I was embraced, like literally walking right back into these problems I've had in the past. And when she walked in on the conversation of him sort of like imploding with everyone.
Yeah.
And then him just being a jackass with her, is like, oh, right. Yeah, this isn't going to happen. I just wanted her to be able to send him home. And then I can only imagine what you thought when he walked back in at the cocktail party.
Yeah, I mean, the worst part about it, I mean, besides the fact of him actually coming back, was that when he showed up and he was like, don't feel sorry, you did nothing wrong, and she's like, oh, I know. Like, I am not like feeling sorry for myself that I did something wrong to make you leave. Like, I fully know it was not me. So she kind of got to have a little bit of her moment at that time. But he was just like, I don't want you to feel bad. Don't feel sorry. Like, you did nothing wrong. And for her to just be able to say, no, I know it was not me.
But it's another reason why he just didn't catch on as the bad guy. He accomplished nothing coming back into this show.
Yeah.
He didn't come in,
like, telling off the guys and.
Yeah. And even that he didn't do because he walked in without talking to them. And the whole time I'm thinking, as he's standing awkwardly while she's making out with someone, is I wanted her to stop kissing that dude and be like, oh, get the fuck out of here. And that just be it. Like, the fact that she even gave him the time to sit down and have his peace, I thought was a big miss. And mm-hmm. I do agree with you that she was at least able to stand up for herself, and the fact that, like, yeah, you don't have to tell me.
The smallest amount, like, we could have used a big moment, but it's fine.
Yeah, I would have, it would have been the best if she could have just said, like, yeah, bye, boy. No.
Yeah.
Not even send John away. Be like, no, I'm finishing this with John.
Yeah, he can stay.
Yeah, you can go home, child. Like, shoo, fly. And he doesn't say anything. I'm on the way out. And even when the guys sort of get into it, he's just sitting in the van and only really once stands up and says, like, oh, I'll knock you out.
Yeah.
But he doesn't even get to a point where he needs to be, like, faux held back. You know, you see in sports when guys are like, I'm going to fight you. And then they find, like, their closest teammate to stand behind, you know, hold me back. Hold me back. I'm ready to fight. Yeah. He didn't even get to do that. He stood up, like, half-heartedly.
Right back in the van.
So with everything else falling apart, at least, like, start a fight or something. Like, his whole thing was
give actual good TV.
it was just complete whimper. And so for this buildup of this big bad, he just was like, eh, he sort of limped off into the sunset and hopefully yeah. never to be heard from again.
Yeah, you could definitely tell he was just not in it anymore.
Like because so many past villains that they invite back, at least they know they're getting good TV out of it. Mm-hmm. Brayden didn't even deliver good TV.
Yeah.
And so I don't know about you. I just don't see a reason why we would ever even see him beach or otherwise like any of these franchises.
Yeah. I mean, I think maybe like one season of Paradise. And then after that, like we literally never hear about him again. That would be my guess, because he was really, if you need representation from Charity Season, I'm not even going to give him the grace of saying villain, because he wasn't.
Wannabe villain.
You know? Yeah. And it's so fresh that I would say maybe Season of Paradise, but then that's it. Like nothing.
Bite your damn tongue. We had, in between all of this, we had another date. And another guy that we've only seen bits and pieces of, and that's Xavier, gets his one-on-one.
I thought it went well. It was interesting to see how she felt through it throughout the date, because she kept saying was he reminds me too much of my ex, and that, like, is it fair? It's not fair to him to already put him in this box when I really don't even know any that much about him yet. They could have enjoyed it a little bit better if she wasn't so much in her head about that one specific thing. You could see how hard it was to get past it, to actually have like conversations, and all she wanted to talk about and bring up was infidelity. And I mean, I think he did great in the conversation with her, and I think that there's potential with the both of them, but it was a little like sales pitchy too, I think, on his part, because he was like, well, what you're gonna get from me, and if you choose me, this is what you're gonna get. Not saying it's a bad thing, but she needed, you know, reassurance that it's not her ex and there could be something here. And I think as soon as she heard about, you know, the whole family and how his mom has MS and his dad takes care of her, I think that light went on in her head and said, okay, this isn't, you know, my actual ex. This is someone new. Just because there's characteristics doesn't mean they're the same person. So I think there's a connection, and I think that she's going to pursue it a little bit more and see if there's still those characteristics, because you should still listen to your gut when it comes to that kind of stuff. But
I think you're right. She definitely was hung up on, oh, he's got these characteristics of people I've dated before.
Yeah, she was in her head.
The fact that she was so convinced that, okay, I need to know tonight if we're going to have a strong enough connection where we could get engaged. And that's where you know you're on tilt, because I understand we were just talking, oh, we're down to six guys. Sure. Mm-hmm. But you don't need to know right at this moment. It's one thing when we were talking about someone like Brayden or Warwick, you know, guys that not a whole lot there that's intriguing.
Right.
The fact that, oh, he compliments me a lot and he's super nice and all this, like, we get along great. And like everything she said was positive. And then, oh, well, he reminds me of people that I've dated in the past, but not in the Brayden way, when it's the way, you know, the negative, the red flag portion. This is like, yeah. Oh, he compliments me a lot. Oh yeah. That's pretty terrible. But yeah. I did understand where she was coming from because of mm-hmm. the way they would use that.
Yeah.
But in this case, do you need to know tonight? And I think if she hadn't had all of these issues for very different reasons, but oh, Warwick and with Brayden, I don't think she's sitting going into dinner saying, well, if this connection isn't good enough for an engagement right now, he's going to have to go home, which she mentioned yeah. multiple times. Mm-hmm. And I think she just made it way more difficult on this date than it needed to be.
Yes.
Because you're 100%. He was sort of singing for his supper at that point. Not that they ever eat, but yeah. He was really having to say more or less why I should stay as opposed mm-hmm. to just, hey, let's have a conversation.
Yeah, let's, yeah.
And if he doesn't really knock those questions, like, oh my God, the perfect answers, I think you're right. He probably doesn't get a rose for seemingly no reason.
Yeah. And I think he definitely sensed that he was not being like interrogated, but like that she had very specific questions for him. And if he didn't answer the right way, then that was it. He wasn't getting a rose.
Yeah. And cause he, you could see sort of the light go off with him. He was like, oh, okay, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Let's dive right in. But started, you know, almost bullet pointing it. And I'm like, okay, that's, mm-hmm. This does, the whole process with her feels a little more sped up. And I don't know if it's because we started with less guys and 4 weeks in, now we're down to six. So mm-hmm. maybe that's also in her head too. She's got to be thinking, okay, tomorrow night we're at six and then we're starting to look forward to hometowns and fantasy suites. And yeah. like this just started.
Yeah. Now so, what? Now what do yes, I do?
So I'm sure that speeds up her brain a bit too. Mm-hmm. I didn't really get much chemistry between the two of them. I could see them, because he seems like a good dude, and I could see them being like really good friends.
Yeah.
But if he's the one standing at the end of this, I don't think I'm going to have the highest of, I mean, we got a, you know, not a long way, but a little ways to go. I think I'll be a little less confident of their road ahead, just because early on it's sort of like kind of seem like buds.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. When you compare him to like Dotton and like how their date went, I think there's not really much of a comparison.
And Joey too, who,
yeah, Joey,
you know, continues to sort of from week one on, hasn't mm-hmm. had any of those times yet where he's sort of stepped in it. And I keep waiting for it.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, he's a perfect example of a guy who I think started well and has sort of stayed on that. We get to see him every week, even if it's not mm-hmm. a ton. We get, yeah. we get a little helping of Joey and yep. reminded that he's there. And mm-hmm. to me, that's sort of the sort of edit we get when guys are go from six to five to four and mm-hmm. beyond. He's gotten yeah. every look that you would get out of somebody that is here for the long haul.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, maybe he hasn't said or done anything bad, but the fact that we also haven't seen anything that yet.
Yeah.
That makes us say, oh, maybe he isn't as good of a dude as we thought. Like, mm-hmm. cause I'm waiting for that with Dotton too. Because everything yeah. about him has also been aces. And so I'm like,
yeah. Well, and when you okay. look at who's left too, like every, like where's the, is there going to be any more drama or?
Well, so that's a great question. So we're down to six. And I mean, Dotton and Joey are my top two easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, this is not my order, but just whoever else is left is Xavier, Aaron, Tanner and Sean.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can agree that Denim Ken is not going to be her husband.
No.
So Sean,
I hope not.
Sean to me is total built for paradise, by the way. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. 100%.
He's probably the first guy on the beach. Like, mm-hmm. and he'll come down in the denim. Like, this is done.
Yeah.
But in literally 0% chance that he is her husband.
Yeah.
Tanner's another example of a guy we've seen almost nothing of.
Yeah. He's got like some one-liners.
Yeah. And he popped in a couple
in the moments.
Some Braden insults. And that was sort of like his highlight for a couple episodes. But we really yeah. haven't seen a lot of him. Aaron, we've seen a ton of.
Mm-hmm.
And she, it's one of those like tattletale, but that she appreciated.
Yeah.
And we always have to sort of, there's the difference. You know, there's the people that bring up other people, but with made up stuff to try to save themselves. And then there's, yeah. no, this is actually happening and
mm-hmm.
you deserve to know.
I was thinking of that. I was wondering if like when like Adrian sees this, back and was like,
I did it first.
I told you like three episodes before this.
And
I mean, he didn't get sent home because he said something about
her. He didn't. But I do think that set tells us more about Aaron, the fact that if you thought that that would be a negative, it would be negative equally, but she's still keeping Aaron. And so I think Aaron probably has to be third for me, then Xavier, and then Tanner and Sean last. Because, mm-hmm. again, if Denim can, we should all just quit if Denim can gets the final rose. I mean, my God.
Yeah, I agree with that order.
And I also think you're dead on. Where's the drama coming from?
Yeah.
You know the producers are working overtime, but none of these dudes through four episodes, you know, again, Aaron had drama in only that he shined a spotlight on a douchebag.
Yeah,
so,
I could see like Sean maybe having some, but like with who? I'm not sure. So, I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's going to be fascinating. And
I did like John. I was sad that he ended up going home because he kind of got slighted the last.
And this is where I think we could use a good sort of post-mortem on the episode of, because I know the leads will do, you know, sort of headline interviews usually around the finale, but we never get into the this person over this person at, you know, after each episode. I'd really like to know how you choose Sean over John.
Yeah.
And not that John, again, I never looked at John as someone that was going to be at
end. He wasn't going to make it to the end, but.
But they seem to have way more chemistry than her and Sean, who obviously made out some, but never, I never got a romance.
It was funny because during the rose ceremony, I thought she had said John, and then Sean like walked, and I was like, oh, is it going to be like another, no, I said John. Like, I was like waiting for it, but
I rewound it.
It didn't happen.
When she said that and Sean stepped forward.
Yeah.
I went back and had to listen again.
I said John.
Yeah.
Unless she did and Sean stepped forward and she's like, I just got to go with it, I guess.
Yeah, like neither of them are winning. So
neither's going to make it to the end. So
it's not worth having a Jesse Palmer moment.
Save a blooper.
Yeah. You know, it's not worth it. Sean's funny. It's fine.
Like, yeah.
It's whatever.
I think it was John, Caleb, and Michael who went home. And when they walked out, they all said, like, how great the guys standing were. There was not like, you know, be careful like of who's left, make sure they're here for the right reasons. Like they were genuinely like, you have great guys here. Like we wish
and a lot that. We always talk about how we wish someone would do that in the reverse if there was an actual problem. Mm-hmm. But usually they say this, you know, oh, it's so great to be with you on this journey, and then walk out and in their talk to the camera are like, so-and-so is a jerk and I can't believe. But yeah. They each not only said it to her there, but then when they were outside getting emotional, saying like, no, I know that her husband's there. It's a great group of guys. Like, yeah. They definitely all like,
they said it.
Bro'd together. I don't know if it's the idea of, you know, coming together against Braden or whatever, but they all do seem like a tight knit group.
Yeah.
And I imagine we'll get, you know, 7 to 10 of these guys on the beach because, you know, there's every year they want the storyline of they're paying, you know, they're here to hang out with the guys instead of spending time with us. These are the dudes you want for that.
Yeah. These are the bromances you want.
And so 6 it is. And the powers that be heard us, praise the Lord. We get the show back at 8 p.m.
Yes.
Next week.
That's like the biggest part of this entire episode that we found out.
Oh my,
everyone is very happy.
Audibly gasped when I saw that on the TV. Yeah. Oh, I'm such an old person. Thank you. 8 p.m. start. This is incredible.
Thank you so much.
And maybe we'll go to Sedona or something. You know, I don't know.
Something
super exciting. Eventually, they're going to get somewhere fun, but as we see.
Yeah.
But
hopefully sooner rather than later.
It's going to be hard to top Washington State. Yeah.
Yeah.
So other than Charity being down to 6 in 4 weeks, what else is going on out there?
I think the biggest news is that they finally announced the Golden Bachelor. We've been waiting, I feel like, 4 years since they said that they wanted to make a Golden Bachelor, Bachelorette series. So they chose Jerry Turner. He's 71. And he's going to be the first Golden Bachelor. He had married his high school sweetheart, and she got sick and passed away, I think probably three or four years ago, I think. And his daughters saw this and signed him up. And when they got the call, his daughters were just like screaming into the phone and were so happy for him. And the picture of him and his family is and daughters is adorable. But I'm excited. It's going to be very interesting.
It really does feel like we've been talking about this for years.
Oh, at least like 4, I think. Because they kept pushing it so much. So I feel like enrollment was a little low. But we're finally getting it, and I'm excited because I'm intrigued at how it's going to work.
I just don't believe that this dude is 71 years old.
He looks great for 71.
Like, I think he might look younger than me. And so once I get past the depression portion of that,
yeah,
I'm looking at this, I'm thinking 71, like, God bless, my father's 83 right now. My dad hasn't looked this young in 50 years.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, he. Yeah.
What?
He looks great for 71. Yeah, I'm excited to see like what his like women look like and how. I don't know. We're just used to like so many like cat fights and high school drama. Like, are we still gonna get that only like with like elderly people?
Yeah.
Like, that's gonna be more entertaining than anything we've been watching.
Oh my god.
But I'm very excited actually to just see how it plays out.
A Golden Girls fight. Yeah. Yes.
You can't tell me that would be more entertaining than like Braden.
Oh my God, sign me up for this tomorrow. I was sort of thinking when they were putting this show together that it would be, although looking at him, he could be, but I was thinking like late 50s, early 60s. Mm-hmm. 71 is, I mean, I understand, you know, 70 is the new 40 or whatever, but like, mm-hmm. whoa, 71 yeah. is, that's yeah. a lot to put on a dude.
Yeah.
And 20 women or whatever they right. end up with.
Yeah. I'm excited for it.
Jerry, I need to know his secret because my I can't even.
Sorry, we need to talk.
Seriously, 71. Whew.
Well, all the energy alone of just this franchise.
I can't even fathom. So beyond our new Golden Star, is there anything else going on?
Lots of baby news, actually. Jordan Kimball and his wife Christina welcomed a baby, which I think, I don't know if you think so, but Sean, I think, looks so much like Jordan.
I could see that.
There's so many similarities.
I hadn't thought about that. That's a really, as soon as you said that, I'm like, that's exactly
who I noticed it like. As soon as he walked, he's like stepped out of the limo. And I don't think I said it when we did that episode, but even his expressions still remind me of him.
That's exactly what it is. I was okay.
So Denim Ken is definitely Jordan
too. One of the many reasons, I guess, why subliminally I was just, I knew that he had no chance. And yeah that'll do it. Okay.
Yep. Claire is welcoming a baby via surrogate. So she announced that with like this whole really, it was actually a really cute video, even though
listen,
there's so many mixed
everybody
feelings about Claire, but
literally everyone has shit on Claire, and I'm so happy that she's actually figured it out because
I understand. She seems happy and her seems like a legit relationship.
Yeah, her season was terrible, or her episodes, two episodes were terrible, and obviously it was set up to fail, her relationship. And so, listen, no one has taken more grief among, non-villains than her. So good for her.
Wishing her the best there. But, and then Sean Booth said that he, so he's the one who won Caitlin's season, was engaged to Caitlin Bristow, is becoming a dad, and it's with someone he's known for a long time. It's not just a random person, in his words, that he met at some honky tonk thing. But it's a big surprise, but it's not with someone random. It's someone that he's known for a long time.
Is it someone he's known for a long time that he's dating, or just like two people who are like, hey, let's have a kid?
He didn't say if they were dating, so I'm not sure the exact relationship. He did say it was a big surprise, so I'm not sure if they're actually dating or not. But he never, he didn't even name her.
Connecticut native. We do things different in Connecticut. It's fine.
Yep. Maybe she's from Connecticut, too. Maybe it's someone we know.
That's the surprise. She's a nutmegger.
And then my last one is that Andrew Spencer, he is now best friends with Susie. Like Clayton, Susie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they're best friends. And he says, like, they flirt all the time. And they're like, oh, should we date? And then they're like, nah, that would be too funny. Like, but he says that they talk about it all the time. But they've been hanging out a lot and they're best friends.
I could see that. I'm looking at the side by side.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, I think this could work.
Yeah.
Bachelor Nation, Ken and Barbie.
Yeah, see? So I hope so. I like it.
Gonna get closer and closer to hometowns. Let's go to Hawaii. Let's go to Hawaii next week.
Literally anything.
Anything. they're gonna be like, a hometown in Hawaii is gonna be like five times our budget for the show. Yeah. Can you just like, let's go to Iowa or something?
Yeah. You just settle on Idaho.
At Bachelor Podcast, if you'd like to get in touch with us. Katie, thank you as always.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.